You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino the Mayor, here on a good-looking Friday morning. 33 in Green Bay, 34 in Appleton, 38 in Oshkosh. Forecast partly sunny, a high of 53. So great having Lori Hayes on today with the Flat Broke Blues Band.
Well, she's great. Talented.
Oh, man. And she's just, you know, like I said, she was a grinder. Played for Shots. You ever play for Shots, Dennis?
I've played for less.
Played for less.
You know,
played for a tapper. But they're awesome. And any local establishments that want to get a great jazz band coming down, please let us know. We'll hook you up for that. Now, this band that we've got coming on right now, we really enjoy them. I remember when we first heard the whole story of how you guys came together. But we had a little bit of a argument this morning about your name. Is it 7,000 kilometers or miles or steps?
Okay. Yes.
I just want to say that in one of the breaks, he said 7,000 feet.
Okay. So. That it could be. Okay. It could be. It is kilometers. Yeah, it is kilometers. Okay. So I don't know who won money in that. Did you bet on it?
How many kilometers are there in a mile?
1.6.
I was thinking, okay, that just took away my joke because I was going to think like eight more guys. Nobody knows.
We
played George Washington.
You're talking to a Swede here,
Frank. Nobody knows.
It's the ultimate mystery for people.
Nobody in America knows anyway.
As a Swede, I had to learn those things coming here. It's the same with like Fahrenheit and Celsius and stuff. I need to know the conversion rate.
But just awesome. Tell the listeners that's a cool story.
Yeah
it's an awesome story.
Sport exchange students.
And by the way, they've been in the studio with us before. And
they have.
It's great to see you again.
It's
right.
So good to see you.
This is so much better for you, by the way.
Right. But just quickly, that's a love story.
We'll do a short version. So my name is Amelie. I'm originally from Stockholm, Sweden. I came to the U.S. as an exchange student when I was 17, ended up at Preble High School. That's where I met John.
We met in music theory class, and we just became really good friends over music. Then we became more than friends, ended up dating. We ended up being long distance for 3 years, and got married in Sweden. And then we moved to the U.S. for 6 years, where we were pursuing doing music. And after a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, we are now full-time with music. And there's still blood, sweat, and tears.
Oh, 100%. There's always
So where did the 7,000?
So that was so we started the band while we were long distance. And it was 7,011 kilometers between my bedroom and John's dorm room at college where he was at.
So it's moved to the kitchen.
Exactly.
So 7,000 apart. All right, cool.
Yeah.
All right.
So meeting in the middle is not exactly a possibility at that point. Maybe somewhere in the Marianas Trench or something.
Dennis,
right?
How do you create a band from 7,000 kilometers away?
It's you don't.
We did.
Yeah, you don't, but they did. That's what love can do.
It's via the magic of the internet.
And it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. So welcome back.
That's so awesome.
Thanks.
So if somebody asks, where are you guys from? What would you say?
We say that we have two hometowns. We have Green Bay, Wisconsin, and we have Stockholm, Sweden. Because we've lived in Sweden for the last 2 years, even though we've been back often enough that people don't realize that we're gone. Because we come back for so many shows here, which is amazing. So I would say we very much live in both places. But
and you're going back.
Yeah, we're going back on Monday.
For crying out loud.
Yeah, I know. And then we'll be back all summer for tour.
Okay, well, you could settle something. We did have kind of a bet. We're not a bet. We're a discussion really early this morning. Mm-hmm. We're talking about other languages, how so many other languages just sound so much cooler. Like, your accent sounds so cool.
Thank
and
you.
We had a discussion, and Todd, I don't know what we came upon as an answer, but when somebody from Sweden hears an American talk, do they think to themselves, wow, what a great accent, what a great dialect, the way we do when you talk?
I mean, it depends where. I mean, I would say like a Southern drawl is pretty cool. Okay. You know?
Yeah, we're not talking about that. No.
Just like plain American. Yeah, I don't know.
We're Midwest, Northern
the
Midwest.
Thing is, it's not that exotic.
Dennis, she's dancing around this.
No, but I'm saying like.
And wonderfully, I might add.
It's on TV though, right?
Yeah, so it sounds good while she's insulting us.
People are like, you're
really I've never had insult sound so beautiful.
They're so insulting, they're outsulting.
I'm just saying exactly. It's not exotic because we hear it on TV all the time. There's American on TV all the time. So it's not a new thing for us, you know?
All right.
Yeah.
It's a roundabout way of saying no.
I mean, I did marry an American, okay?
All right, fine.
He got that going for you, which is nice.
But I've noticed he doesn't say much.
They think I sound cool, and people in the U.S. think I'm from Sweden because I don't talk a whole lot. So.
You give that
you're
vibe.
Like,
but
you're like
good
the two
thing,
guys
man.
On ABBA. Yeah, they never spoke.
Exactly.
But brother, there's bliss in that.
Yeah. Smart. Then you don't see the wrong
trouble.
Thing.
Right.
So you're in the middle of working on your new album.
Yes.
And and you're working it with a Kickstarter program. Uh-huh. Talk to us about, first of all, the motivation for the next album, which is I'm so excited about.
Thank you.
I love everything you do.
Thank you.
And that's no doubt. I mean, and but you're doing it, taking an approach to it where you're looking for help to get it put together because mm-hmm. it takes a lot of money, time.
Yeah.
A lot of time, a lot of effort,
yes.
blood, sweat, tears,
yes.
and 7,000 kilometers mm-hmm. apart to put this thing together. Mm-hmm. Talk to us about this process of this whole new album in the Kickstarter program.
Yeah, so we've decided to call the album "Why Do We Do What We Do," which
Oh my God, Kid Rock's outside. Sorry about
that's
that.
Pretty cool, yeah.
Squirrel.
Yeah. Like it. So
that kind of did look like Kid Rock and the things. He's like, I'm not even. I think you're just getting. It's like, yeah, that kind of does.
I was born free. Anywho.
How about you take over, John?
I'm so impressed with how awake you guys are.
Hey, you know some of that video was shot. Some of that video was shot in the UP. The Born Free video was shot in the UP.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're definitely not used to being awake this time.
No.
So
this is. Yeah.
I'm so impressed with you guys.
You have so much energy. I'm so. Yeah. It's very impressive.
I'm just excited to see you. Honestly.
Good to see you too.
Yeah. We're so excited to see you. So nice.
So what's the gigs
friends,
like? Yeah. Where are you guys going these days?
Okay,
it's
can we talk about
things.
The album first?
Yes.
Can what we
album?
Finish our
what,
thought?
You got an album? No, I know you got an album.
Many squirrels.
Number one in Sweden.
Yeah, right. Yeah, but we're working on a Kickstarter to fund the album. We don't have a record label, which means we are 100% dependent on our fans here in Wisconsin and in Sweden.
You should be signed for crying out loud.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's pretty stressful in comparison to being signed in some ways, but then
maybe
I've also
not.
Heard maybe it isn't. You
yeah.
know? So
you have the freedom, though, but it's all your
we
work.
Can do exactly what we want, which feels really great. And as I mentioned earlier, we're calling this album Why Do We Do What We Do, which is something I feel like we all question, whether you're a musician or not. Like you
so
kind of,
especially
when you're growing up. I mean, we're not like... the 20-year-old bright-eyed kids anymore.
Just 21.
Yeah, we're just 21 now. And so we're like, we've learned from life and we're like, we need to question, why are we doing what we're doing? Should we, you know, go back to school and get a real job, quotation marks? And we realized that no, we love what we do. This is what we're supposed to do. And we're not going to stop until someone really like, until we really have to. And so for now, we do music and we love it and we know why we do it. And that's why we're making a third album. And that's why we're running a Kickstarter campaign to fund it because it is expensive. And
And to get the attention of the record companies, it has to be quality. And that's where the money comes in, to be frank. Let's be fair. And you deserve every break you can get. You know, you really do. You should have been signed years ago before COVID kicked in.
And if you don't believe us, people, you're going to hear them right now.
Yeah.
Talk to us. What's next? What are you going to play?
We're going to play our first single from the album. It's called Soul and Soma Scars.
Hope he doesn't stab you with it.
Yeah, it's okay. It's happened before.
It's a capo for those keeping score
on
Facebook Live.
I'm always on his right because otherwise, you know, the guitar just gets... Yeah, but it's fine. Yeah, we're going to play Soul and Soma Scars. It's one of my favorites. Never thought I'd get this far with my soul and so my scars. Life's not how I thought it would be. The fairy tales I've seen, my faded childhood dreams. Might not ever get my break. Not sure that I have got what it takes. I made my share of mistakes. I'm fine being alive. Glad I got to survive. Never thought I'd get this far with my soul and so my scars. I made peace with inside wars, broken glass around my heart. On the other side of ravines, the days can only seem uniquely ordinary. Highlights, they involve the sunlight, smell of coffee invites time alone with them. But I get to survive. Never thought I'd get this far with my soul and so my scars. I made peace with inside wars, broken glass around my heart. The ache of time is not a bull, ignoring it, fading is my highest fear. Millions of roads to impossible, thousands of different lifetimes that got me
That's how you ended a song. Well done.
Fantastic.
Oh, that's how you resolve a song. Wow.
Just got a text here. Rosie and I did their cake and cupcakes for their U.S. wedding reception. Such a sweet and talented couple. Vintage Rose.
Oh, that was the prettiest cake. It was like
aren't they awesome,
and
that place?
Oh, so gosh. Yeah. Oh, I remember that so vividly. Yeah, it was really cute. So we got married. We did the ceremony, and then we did a reception in Sweden. And then when we moved here, we did a proper reception here. So I got to wear my wedding dress twice. So
nice.
I got my money's worth.
Yeah, it was great. We got to have family and friends in both places, mm-hmm. which was amazing. So
cool.
Yeah.
Although, I'll be honest with you. If I heard you're getting married in Sweden and I would go to Sweden.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that sounds like a cool place to go.
You're welcome next time.
Yeah, you're welcome next time we get remarried.
Yeah. Get your passport, buddy. Let's go.
Wow.
The 25th.
Todd, do you approve mileage for that?
I know we got to set it to a break, but that voice and that singing, you two together, I mean, no BS. Dennis?
The best.
No, yeah.
Fantastic.
The world is their oyster.
I guess.
I'm honest.
So, okay, we come back. We're going to start a little bit more about promoting your album.
Yeah.
The whole thing.
Sounds great.
And let everybody know where they can find you.
Absolutely.
Outstanding. We're here, folks, with a wonderfully talented duo, 7,000 apart. Back after this.
Well, I don't know why I came here tonight. I got the feeling that something ain't right. I'm so scared in case I fall off my chair.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Hey, welcome back. Bud of the Mayor here. Good looking Friday morning. It's part of our Heights Pub and Parlor music series. And I'll tell you what, we talk about this being the favorite part of our week, and we've just had a great couple of hours here with Lori Hayes and the Flat Broke Blues Band talking about the grind of being a successful musician. And Dennis, we got some folks right here that are doing the same thing, and I'd like to buy some stock into their future.
Amen, right?
Man, take it away and talk about the other talents this young
More
lady has.
More so than NVIDIA, I'm telling you what. So you have a lot of stuff going on. How long have you been here, by the way?
We've been here now for 4 weeks almost,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and you're going back?
We're going back on Monday,
For 6 weeks.
For 6 weeks. And then we'll be back all summer, all June, July, August for shows.
Okay, so when is are you in the recording process right now then as well?
Okay. Yeah.
What's your time frame to release that music?
So we're hoping to have the album done for summer so we can sell CDs and also the people that have backed the Kickstarter being able to give them the CDs. Vinyl takes a little longer. It takes about 3 months. So maybe middle of summer we'll have them or something.
Beautiful.
And then, but then we're actually releasing one song a month on Spotify and other streaming platforms. So on the 7th of every month, there's going to be a new song.
Remind us of that, please.
Yes.
Seriously.
Definitely.
Yes. Even Todd or something.
I'd love that. Yeah. But then when you see like, oh, it's the 7th today. Oh, 7,000 Apart is releasing a new song today. Got to check that out.
I got it.
That's it. Okay. So how do we plug into your music to get these notifications?
Yes. So the best way is to go to our website, 7000apart.com. All of our social media is linked there. The Kickstarter is linked right at the top there. You can join our mailing list. That's a good way to stay in touch.
See, we're playing shows and all that too.
And then
I've subscribed, by the way. I don't know if you knew that.
Good for you. So you've been getting bombed this month with all the Kickstarter
Every time
news.
I see something come from you guys, I feel warm joy in my heart.
Oh, well, that's good. I'm glad we haven't annoyed you yet.
Sincerely.
That's good.
Tell us about Snow White.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yes, of course. So, I'm the Swedish voice of Snow White, which is something I never thought I would be able to say. It's been a dream of mine since I was little, because I've been voice acting since I was 10 years old. So it's been something that's been a part of my life, and it's I love it almost as much as I love playing music with John, but not really.
John seems nice.
Yeah, I prefer him still. Yeah. But otherwise, if I couldn't do that, I would love to do voice acting full time. That would be amazing.
How did it happen?
Tell me about that. So in the movie Snow White,
yes,
it's you. If we go see it in the theater, it's you.
If you hear it in Swedish, yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like that's.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Thank you.
I've always thought that'd be a great gig. Do you like just watch the video and go along with it?
Yeah, so you have one screen with the what's happening on the movie and then one screen with the script. And then you just try to time it and you try to make sure the lips don't look too weird. Because, right. I mean, it is a different language. Mm-hmm. We have different amounts of syllables of things. And
other characters are right next to you.
No, you just do it. You never get to meet your castmates, which is
really
kind of sad. Yeah.
Okay, there are some people in America, like for Family Guy and all these. Uh-huh. They've made great careers there.
Amazing. I mean, it's obviously a much, much, much smaller industry in Sweden, especially also compared to other countries, because we only dub and voice over
for kids
for kids.
Okay. Oh.
So in other countries, they do it for everything, but we only do it for children.
Okay, give us a couple of lines that you'd say in the movie.
I can sing a little bit if you want.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jag lever mig inte dem. Det finns hopp den ger mig. När bara himlen ser mig. Vid brunnen önskar jag så stilla.
Okay, I can translate for you. I used to live in a dome. And then listen to country music, and you'll find me on the CMAs next week. Back to you, Bob.
I just want to say the Family Guy would do that and the Seven Dwarfs. He does all the voices.
How'd you fall into this, by the way? How did that happen? I have experience, so your name's been out there. Mm-hmm. So, usually
they only cast celebrities for these kind of things because they want to push it. But because it's been a PR nightmare, this movie, they didn't care, I guess, this time. And so they asked me to come in
and
do a voice.
Short, right?
Wow. That's
to do a it's voice also test. Because she, we think she, I think she's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so too. For this, it was really like the new songs in the movie just fit me so incredibly well. It's right in that, like, the belt mix high notes that I'm good at. And so I did a voice test in December, and then I had to wait a grueling, like, 4 weeks. And then I found out I got it, and it was great. And it was the same day that we did the photo shoot for our album.
What a day.
Yeah, so it was a good day all around.
You'll never forget that.
No.
Heist, Pop, and Parley Music Series 7,000 Apart. Ready to hear some more?
Yeah, let's do our next single. Here we go. This is coming out on Monday, so you get a little preview.
Oh, fantastic.
Tripping on words like it's a tightrope. Running in circles, I'm gonna explode. Kept on a launch line, my head's spinning. Tiptoe around, it's not a fair game. It's my understanding that I'm insane. Driving me wild, why would you ask this of me? Well, I'm done fooling around, so done. I found one, lay the curtain fall, cause I'm ready for it all. You're up to date, I'm up to date. What I've had in my head is an illusion. I'm waking up from my delusion. Told myself I wanted you in that way. Contorting myself into a locked cage. It's time that I break out to the main stage. Follow my lead, let's walk out to the spotlight.
On a Friday morning.
If only she had a voice.
Jeepers. For the love of Pete Moss. That's amazing.
Wow.
Skills on loan from God.
If both you're like you. That at 8:28 in the morning, what are you like at 8:28 at night in front of a full crowd?
Well, come ready. And find out. We're playing tonight at Hamlet Creek Wedding and Events.
Where's
yeah,
that?
We have a show tonight. It's okay, explain it. What is it called?
It's by Huron Road and Finger Road.
It's like Huron Bay.
Yeah, right across from the pearly gates.
Oh, there's like the old church.
7:30 tonight.
St. Right. Martyrs Church.
Yep. Yes.
You guys are awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having
Channel 5. Thank you.
Keep it going. We start a quick break. Back after this.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, man. It's a fun day. Lori Hayes, Flat Broke Blues Band. They're tremendous. And then 7,000 Apart, just incredible talent. Brought to you by the Heights Pub and Parlor Music Series. We've had a lot of fun with them, man, and that's a place that a lot of these performers then go. They get gigs at the Heights Pub and Parlor. Great live music coming your way from there with 7,000 feet apart, or 7,000.
He did it again.
That's not far. That would be a mile.
7K.
Kilometers.
I call it 7K. No, that'd be 7,000K. I don't. You know,
that's right.
We got halfway through learning about the metric, and then they just dropped it.
Yeah.
And I'm not even joking about that.
Sixth grade.
Yes.
They dropped it.
And then they just dropped it.
1.6, man.
Is that what it is?
That's the conversion. Right.
We'll introduce our very special guest here. All right? Because I don't want to be embarrassed and mispronounce her name.
Well, we're going to play a little round of Jeopardy is what we're going to do. Because we have a very special guest in the studio. Erica's with us from the Nina Historical Society with a great exhibit coming up called Growing Up Nina. But before we do that, Erica, you've got a very interesting last name.
Indeed.
And we all took a shot at it this
that's
morning,
your last
kind
name?
Of. Right?
Just kidding.
So I want each guy to give their interpretation of the name, and I will as well.
Okay.
And give us, you gave me one clue.
It was a two-part clue.
Okay.
So the ethnicity, Polish.
Yep.
And I think that's where I'll leave it.
Okay. So it's not a two-part clue is what you're saying. Okay.
Dennis,
you know,
your first.
Make it too
it's a two-syllable
easy.
Clue.
Okay. Your first, Dennis.
So Dennis?
Yes, sir.
You go first.
Do you want to go first? He may not have it in front of him, so he may not have it.
I will spell it for you.
Well, that's okay.
S-U-C-H-Y-T-A. S-U-C-H.
Vodka.
Okay, here's the second part
vodka?
Clue.
Vodka.
There is a silent letter.
It's going to be
my
a
turn.
Y, isn't it?
Okay, that's...
No, yeah. I got it.
You know what?
Suchta.
Okay. One more time.
Am I supposed to pronounce it or something?
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
Oh, I had no idea.
Stand by. Sasha. Yeah.
Yes. No.
I'm going to pass. I'm going to pass.
You can't pass on Jeopardy.
I'm going to pass.
Wow.
I'm just going to say.
Sukta?
That's what he said.
Is the T okay? I said such ya.
No, no. I'm not even. I want to say.
Suta.
Close.
Americanized version or the real
Sukya?
Version?
Sukya.
Well, I'm Polish by marriage, Sukya. So I only know the American version.
We won't hold that against
okay,
you.
Okay, give it to us.
Here's what. Hold on. Oh, ready? Yeah. We're gonna build it up. All ladies right. and gentlemen, the name of Erica, her last name, because it's Polish, because her husband's Polish, is
Suhita.
Suhita.
Oh. Oh.
That sounds like a restraining order waiting to happen.
So the C is silent.
No, the H.
The C.
Oh, the
Suhita.
C.
Suhita.
Suhita.
Like wow. Sue hit a ball.
Right?
Yeah. Or
Sue
know.
Hit a husband.
Sue. I would never. She's okay. listening. I would never.
Wow. Okay.
Suhita.
From the Nina Sorry. Historical wow. Society, Growing Up Nina.
So wow. your display, it's Sue hit a home run.
Oh, I like my it. God. I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
Absolutely.
All right. Hey, this is cool, though. Let's
thank you.
Talk about that. We read about it, and
Sue hit a target.
And I'll bet you our young, incredible, artistic singer we just had, I bet she would have gotten that right.
She
being from Sweden,
probably,
I bet she would
have
gotten
that. Have given her yeah. a crack
yeah.
at
we
it.
Should have, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Well, Erica, that's what we're going with. Tell us about this great event you guys got going on in one of our favorite cities, Nina.
My favorite city for sure. So the Nina Historical Society, we are located just outside of downtown Nina, and we're a very long-standing organization. We've been around since the 1940s. We're located in a historic octagon house that was built in 1856. Oh, yeah. And every and 2 years...
Oh. Do you know why it's octagon?
All I think of is stop in the name of
what,
love.
What, when you think of an octagon, what do you think about?
I think
eight
of a
sides.
Stop sign.
Huh? Eight sides.
Eight sides.
Eight sides, but what is the most famous building with eight sides?
Pentagon.
And do you know...
Pentagon is five.
The guy...
Pentagon is five, right?
So I'm sorry, I know where you're going with this.
I'm close. Okay, I'm on.
Well, actually, congratulations
I'm wrong,
then, Erica.
I'm wrong.
Yeah, no,
I'm wrong.
We don't.
No, but okay,
I'm following, but it still doesn't track.
It doesn't. It
okay.
doesn't. But anybody, whoever said the Pentagon, the guy who designed the Pentagon is from?
Well, past tense. He was from Nina.
Yeah. Oh, of course.
Really?
He was.
Yeah. George,
I didn't know that.
George Edwin anyway, Bergstrom right. designed the Pentagon, yes.
Sorry about the,
but
about
that
the
is a different shape than an octagon.
I know.
Which has
eight
sides.
I'm learning that as I go.
And what is the significance of the eight sides? I know there's an octagon house in Watertown also.
Okay.
There's
well, a, we're talking about the one in Nina.
I'll stop this car.
Okay,
these Polish girls are tough.
And
yeah.
I'll,
by marriage.
And I'll
whatever.
Yeah.
Sue
and
hit a co-host.
You've got assimilated.
Sue hit a co-host. Holy shnikes.
Okay.
Okay. So the Octagon House was a fad in kind of Victorian era, right? So there was this guy named Orson Squire Fowler, and he came up with the concept for an Octagon House. And you know how tiny houses are a fad now, right? Like everyone
yep.
wants to live in like 400 square feet. So Octagon Houses were a fad at the time, and it was thought to be the most optimal way to live. There was like a better airflow, better feng shui. There were no tight corners. Okay. But yeah, it's a weird octagonal-shaped building.
And that's where you work.
Indeed.
That's got to be kind of cool.
Yes. So we, as part of the Historical Society, every 2 years, we mount a new exhibit. So the current exhibit that is opening on Monday, April 7th, is titled Growing Up Nina, an All-American Childhood. So we came up with the concept of how special it is to not only grow up, right? Because we've all been kids. We've all, this is like the original adventure that we all go on is our childhood. But there are things that make growing up Nina really special. Like a little superior than growing up anywhere else.
Oh, wow.
And it shows. Not, there's something about
Nina. All of our listeners in Menasha, these comments are by our guests and not.
Show your Nina pride is a real thing.
Show your Nina library card to get in.
Yeah. Yeah, Nina pride is a real thing.
It is.
It really is.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It is. I mean, we're very rare in that we are a relatively small historical society, a relatively small city with a historical society that has paid staff and hours and a place to visit and to share our history. That is a rare thing in a community of our size. So yes, we love our city. We love sharing its history. And this exhibit does that.
That's awesome.
That is. And you have a lot of pride if you are for 27,000 people and have your own historical museum.
Yes.
I mean, that's very cool. What was so unique though about Johnny grew up in Nugani. I grew up in Two Rivers. Dennis, where'd you grow up?
At home.
Wild Rose.
Yeah, Wild Rose. Yes.
Wild Rose. So yeah. It's got its, what was so unique about Nina?
Yeah, so I think it's really cool that we have Theda Clark Hospital
So five generations of my family have been born at that hospital, okay. right? Where were diapers made? Where were Huggies made? Kimberly Clark, Nina. We have this amazing school district and school system. Our Parks and Rec department is above and beyond. We have Brigade. We have the rocket slide, right? And people know that the rocket slide, which was originated in the 1960s, that's not because we're the Nina Rockets. It's because of the space race that was happening in the 1960s. So we were not the only community with a rocket slide, but we really love our rocket slide.
Your high school football field needs some work.
What's brand new?
It's a joke. That's like the most amazing high school football field
I've ever seen. Jeez.
Dennis, I was thinking, when I look out here at Schreiber, it's like a block long. And when I was at the first time at Nina, the new facility, I go, what's that? The lunchroom or something? Because that's the weight room. And it's like a block long, isn't it?
Good gracious.
We love our high school. It is technically not in the city of Nina.
You're right.
Yeah.
Was it town of, what is it over
it's
there?
It's the village of Fox Crossing.
Yes, Fox Crossing.
Not
right.
to be confused with the former town of Menasha.
Okay.
Yeah, it's been
through
some things.
Well, we're confused now, but that's okay.
Yeah, right.
But it is the most magnificent high school football facility outside of maybe the state of Texas. And I'm not even joking. It's really something, isn't it?
Well, if you love the football field, you should see the Historical Society.
Okay, way to switch it around. Just pivot.
She's
pivot,
on back.
Pivot.
She's on.
She's got her agenda.
Oh, yeah.
She's on point with notes.
I hear you guys are easily distracted.
I don't know where you heard that from.
Yeah. That's just a rumor. Speculation, conjecture.
You could just listen to the show.
Right.
All right, distract us.
Yeah, no,
okay,
what
but
are you
here's
to
the
talk
thing.
About?
Yeah. So you all grew up in different places, right? But my guess is that there are similarities despite all of our different generations and places that we grew up, right? We all went to school. And we all had teachers we loved, teachers we hated, things we loved doing, things we didn't love doing. We all had experiences that shaped us, right? Like, did you guys play outside? Did you play kick the can? Did you have to come in when the streetlights came on? How did you know it was dinner time?
We wouldn't go out till the streetlights came on.
Well, I don't know what you were doing, but...
They wrote a movie about it. It's called Nagani Nights.
Exactly. Oh, very nice. Write a song called that.
Got it.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, so you don't have to be from Nina to come and feel nostalgic and connected. And I think it just sparks a ton of memories. And everyone feels warm and fuzzy when they think about these things, right? It is a very quintessential part of life. And it's just really fun to look at it through this lens of the things that made Nina really special.
You know, I worked at the 3 or 4 years ago at the Marathon. One time we were at one of the stations where they come across the little bridge and the whole thing. There's some areas outside of town that are really cool that people might not know about in Nina.
Okay.
In that area off the water.
Yes. Like off of downtown?
Yes.
Okay. So that is where we're located. When the Main Street overpass went in probably 20, 25 years ago, it literally went into our front yard, right? Oh. The Octagon House. But if you think about the development of downtown Nina over time and Arrowhead Park, that's all fill from Bergstrom Paper, right?
Okay.
So that has changed.
That's where we were, is at Arrowhead Park.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So that's basically... like a garbage site.
No,
it's been dredged though. Just saying.
Correct. Yeah. No. It is absolutely.
But it's also one of the things with Nina is they've taken what they've got and they've done something with it.
Absolutely.
It's beautiful.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
That's what I was trying to get at.
Yeah.
Thank you. We're not just garbage. We are beautiful. No, it is an amazing part of town and we're so grateful to be in such a dynamic city. There are so many parts of downtown and our city that are constantly moving and shaking and we're easily kind of off the beaten trail, right? But come find us. It's really great.
One thing about Nina, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, you also have testimonials from people who grew up in Nina.
Yeah, so not so much testimonials. We called it our History Harvest Project. So when we came up with this concept of growing up in Nina, we didn't want to tell the same stories that have been told time after time. We really wanted to capture the everyday stories of people from different backgrounds, different parts of town. You know, everyone has a story to share, and we wanted to try and capture that. So we launched this History Harvest Project. It was a great way to do oral histories and online submissions where people could share their stories. And, you know, we have people who did a Parks and Rec program in the 1960s and learned puppetry, and they're still doing puppetry in the community. We have a woman who grew up a block away from the Nina Pool. She took swimming lessons there. She was a lifeguard. She's almost 80 years old, and she's still a master swimmer.
Oh, that's awesome.
Right?
Good
so
gracious.
There are things that you carry with you throughout your childhood, and those stories are told within the exhibit.
I got to say one thing, though. Just going back to the sports type thing, when we used to be able to get the state high school basketball tournaments up, they carried them out of Escanaba up in the UP. And every year it was neat in the state finals.
Yes, right.
With Coach Ron Einerson.
Yes, the Ron Einerson Fieldhouse. And I played many a basketball game in the Ron Einerson Fieldhouse.
Wow, Armstrong Fieldhouse used to be so cool.
It still is.
Okay, but what I'm saying is when I was a kid up there and I'd watch Nina and it's like, wow, is basketball ever good in Nina, Wisconsin? They had these kids, Quecklows, and these kids. You know what some of those names?
They had me. We never went to state when I played, but
it's not your fault. It's okay.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Very scrappy 5'1 point guard.
I don't care what the other teammates say. No, it wasn't your fault.
It wasn't your fault. State.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
Coach Brunell went on to have quite a successful career. So.
Illustrious.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I got to say something about Nina. All the changes that are happening there, it's like the phrase, the more things change, the more they stay the same. Mm. There's so many things that are happening in Nina to modernize, but yet the city downtown, they grasp and they embrace the history of it as well, and it's such a beautifully run community, and I just want to say that out loud for everybody because it is. I would spend
you ever
a lot
play
of,
at any of the bars down there.
Of course, okay. I spend a lot of my time just to clear my mind back in the day, just driving through the city to see the things, see the river. To see the lake where it comes together, the parks and all of that stuff, just to clear my mind. It's just a beautiful city to go drive around.
First story I ever did in Green Bay, first feature story I ever did was on the Whitlinger sisters. Do you remember the Whitlinger sisters?
Tennis.
Tammy and and then they went to Stanford. They both played.
Twins.
Like, yeah, twins. Yeah.
Yeah, tennis, very illustrious. But what I love about downtown Nina is that people sometimes make the argument that, we get rid of historic buildings, things change, things evolve. But man, we have this really beautiful downtown with over 100 historic buildings, and change is hard for anyone, right? Mm-hmm. Like things are constantly developing, but I still think it's the best place.
I think you do it well there. Really do.
Yeah.
So how much is the display for us to come and look at it?
It is free and open to the public.
And how long is the display going to be available?
It opens in April and will close in November of 2026.
I would like to keep Erica around because she's keeping you guys on track.
Yeah, she does. That'd be really nice. I will say she does.
No, I think she's got that Polish thing of I'm in charge here. Shut up, you.
And you're not.
Yes. Back after this. Situation's terrible.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, welcome back! Great looking Friday morning shaping up over there. Over there, out there. High of 53 and sunny. It is sun shining right now in Green Bay, Appleton, and Oshkosh, and probably Nina. And if it's not, I'm not going to say it's not shining in Nina. Because this young lady next to us, Erica Suhita.
Suhita.
She's keeping you on track.
Jump all over.
I just want to let you know that Pat Tracy from Oshkosh, Discover Oshkosh, he's the guy that comes down to talk about Oshkosh, right? He just said, spicy guest, I love it.
Spicy. It's a good
This
drink.
Is a very mild version of my spicy, so really? I'm glad I didn't bring my shit there.
Wow. It's the Friday morning spice.
Hey, next time, let's just do it over the phone.
This is mild. This is the mild spice. I got you.
It's good stuff. Good stuff.
So
what?
Go ahead.
I just wonder, what got you into this? You're young.
Thank you.
And, sometimes these historical things.
Yeah, you kind of conjure up an image almost of...
it's fair. Not spice?
Well, almost a librarian type or something.
That's a different
today
spice.
Is like National Librarian Day. You just kind of visualize that, and you're far from that.
Yeah. So my family has been in the city of Nina for like 7 generations.
Oh, wow.
And I spent a ton of time growing up with my great-grandparents who would just kind of drive around town and tell me stories about buildings and things, and I got naturally interested in it. I went to the University of Wisconsin Oshkosh, and I got a Bachelor of Science in History and Sociology.
Nice. Cool.
So my parents, who are very business-minded individuals, were like, what are you going to do with a history degree? And I was like, I don't know, but I'm going to figure it out.
But thanks for paying for it.
Yeah, I really appreciate that. They're probably hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. Thank you.
Look what it got you.
It got you right here. It was a long and arduous trip, but here you are.
I feel like I've peaked.
Look what I did.
Hey, Mom and Dad, that tuition was worth it.
Yeah, so I actually didn't use my history degree for about 13 years. But
family shame or just kidding.
I graduated at the height of the Great Recession.
Fair enough.
Yeah. So when the former executive director of the Neenah Historical Society, Jane Lang, was elected mayor of Neenah, I saw an opening. Mm. And I used to joke that like my dream job was to be the executive director of the Historical Society. And people would kind of look at me and be like, that's a weird dream.
I think it's beautiful.
I do, too. I would love that.
I love
that.
History. So.
Yeah. So I've been passion. There. Well, I've been too. There for about 3 years. And it's. Every day is a blast. Every day is different. And what I love is telling the stories and making it relevant and accessible and, you know, not stodgy. Like, I don't want to put people to sleep.
Right. And that's what history is the story.
Yep.
It's really, I mean, the photos are great. The artifacts are great, but if you can put a story behind it, that's what people want to hear.
Yeah, absolutely. And that is what we do in this exhibit. I mean, one of my favorite stories is from an individual who grew up in Neenah and he loved bicycles and he built a bicycle in the 1950s. He built a bike from junk and he and his friend biked all the way to Manawa, which is 37 miles from Neenah. And he called mom and dad and were like, hey, we made it to Manawa. They're like, cool, you can stay there because we're not coming to get you. And then just like biked home 3 days later, right?
Okay.
So, I mean, think about the time. Like, you would never allow your kid to do that now, right? Like, that wouldn't fly. But at the time, kids went out, they were scrappy, they found something to do, they kept themselves occupied, had a little adventure.
Kind of a safe town, wasn't it, Neenah?
I mean, I'd like to think so.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. But I don't know about Manawa, but.
Tough kids in Manawa.
Well, I do. I know
Tough
about Manawa.
Kids Manawa, in Manawa.
Did they have a little water there? A
little water. River runs through it.
Boy, that's something when that happens.
Mm-hmm. I was at their testifying in front of the Joint Finance Committee in Kakana, and there was quite a few people from Manawa asking for a little money to.
Yeah, when that river overflows, it that goes dam through. They're like crazy, man.
They had a lot of water damage. But anyway, there's a lot in that story of not only building the bike, but 3 days gone. You know, I mean, that's crazy. That And you're right, that would never happen today. You'd have the police all over. You'd be on the milk, not the milk carton. You'd be on the phone.
Yeah, so this individual, he kind of carried that scrappiness with him throughout his life. And he, you know, is now really into cars and motorcycles. And he's actually done quite a bit of work helping us put this exhibit together with carpentry work and things. So it's just really cool to see how the evolution of things you pick up in your childhood truly stay with you throughout your life.
Yeah.
One of my favorite stories as well is, so one of Neenah's only beaches that has access to Lake Winnebago actually started as a fresh air camp for kids who are suffering the symptoms of tuberculosis.
Oh, wow.
Right? So you would spend your summer at this fresh air camp, you know, sleeping and exercising and getting great nourishing foods. But now it's just like where kids go to splash around in the lake.
Isn't it still called that?
So it's Fresh Air Park.
Yes.
But it started as Fresh Air Camp. Yeah.
That's cool.
That's
stuff,
an awesome
man.
Story.
Love it.
Right?
How long would it take a person to go through the house?
Yeah.
If you were to allow the time.
I think about an hour is great. And it can be self-guided or, you know, I will be your spirit guide on the journey if you'd like that.
Oh, cool.
And your spice guide.
And your spice guide, depending on the level of spice you're interested
right.
on
think
the day.
Think hard before you ask her any questions.
You know, I do have a very mildly spicy colleague who's lovely. You can
Could you
ask
bring her
for
next
her.
Time?
Yeah.
I bet you get along famously.
Oh, I thought that was going to be her husband.
We're very palatable together.
I can imagine. That's a great thing.
This is good stuff. Introduce yourself one more time before we go.
Erica Suhita, Executive Director of the Neenah Historical Society.
And tell folks to come on down.
Come on down to the Growing Up Neenah, an All-American Childhood exhibit at the Octagon House, opening April 7th.
Website, anything?
Yes, please visit our website, neenahhistoricalsociety.com, or visit us on Facebook. We post all of our updates there.
Oh, fantastic. Great.
Dennis, one last thing. Gigs for the glam band.
Yes, sir. Playing Fond du Lac at the Hive, and then we're at Bubs in Germantown tomorrow.
All right.
Two full shows.
And I saw you guys are headlining Boy for the Packers, the Stadium View area. And
it's going to be fantastic.
You guys are going to be rocking. All right. Thanks for being here, Dennis.
Thanks for letting me.
Erica, you're welcome back almost anytime.
You and your spices.
Almost anytime.
Thank you.
You're great, man. This was fun. Hey, everybody, have a phenomenal weekend. Milwaukee Brewers on the air. Trying to make it two in a row tonight. 6:35 WISS. Thanks for being here. See ya.
the national news cycle never stops. But it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.